Chapter 49. Jesse was in the Essex County Court in Salem, sitting in a conference room with Martin Reagan, the ADA on the case, Rita Fiore, and the lawyers for Feeney and Blake. Feeney's lawyer was a husky, dark-eyed woman named Emily Frank, and Blake was represented by a loud-voiced man with a full white beard named Richard DeLuca. "We don't have to consult you, Jesse," Reagan said, "but we thought your input might be useful in arriving at a plea bargain." Jesse nodded. Rita smiled at him. Jesse could feel the smile in his stomach. "None of these boys is a hardened criminal," Rita said. "All of them are under 18. We're thinking of no jail time." "They need jail time," Jesse said. "We're thinking probation, counseling, and community service," Rita said. Jesse shook his head. "They need jail time," he said. "Doesn't have to be long. Doesn't have to be hard time. It can be in a juvenile facility, but they gang raped a 16-year-old girl and photographed her naked and threatened her and harassed her." "Hell, Chief, weren't you ever a teenage boy? They're hormones with feet." "I was," Jesse said, "and my hormones were jumping through my skin like everybody else's. But I never raped anyone. Did you?" "We're not condoning what they did," Emily Frank said. "Richard was just suggesting that their youth made them less able to control themselves." "You think they didn't know it was wrong?" Jesse said. The lawyers were quiet. "You think they couldn't control themselves?" "Well," Rita said, "they didn't." "No, they didn't," Jesse said. Rita met his eyes, and again he could feel it. "But what purpose is served by locking these children up?" Emily Frank said. "You know that scale of justice outside? What they did to Candace Pennington will tip it pretty far down, and it will take a lot more than probation and community service to balance it out." "Well," Reagan said, "what would you recommend?" "I recommend that I take each one into a spare cell and beat the crap out of them and send them home." "You can't do that," Emily Frank said. "I know," Jesse said. "It's too simple." "It's barbaric," Emily Frank said. Rita looked mildly amused. "And illegal," Emily Frank said. "I know. What would they learn about right and wrong from that?" "Nothing," Jesse said, "but they'd know what hurts and what doesn't." "Thanks for your input, Jesse," Reagan said. "We'll go it alone from here." Jesse nodded and stood up. He felt Rita watching him. "I think you should know," Emily Frank said, "that I, for one, haven't found this meeting useful." "I never thought it would be," Jesse said, and walked out of the room. Rita followed him. "This'll take all day," she said. "Are you free for dinner?" "Sure," Jesse said. "I'll pick up something and come to your place." "Really?" Jesse said. "About 7, Rita said. 7, Jesse said. Rita turned and walked back along the second floor corridor to the conference room. At the door, she turned. "Probably eat around 9 or 10, she said, and grinned.